بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، إن شاء الله in the next few minutes we're going to be spending some time on some reflections of surah that in my opinion is one of the most powerful surahs in the Quran. That's called Surah Al-Mu'minun, the Surah of the Believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named it the Believers because of the reasons that I'm going to mention, inshallah ta'ala. So today, we're just gonna go very quick, an overview about the surah. And my goal, inshallah ta'ala, is after this talk, that me and you go back to the surah and the Quran and the Mus'haf and check it out. Even wallahi, if you recite it with a translation, the translation is enough for you to really get hit with the powerful meaning of this beautiful surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off the entire surah by saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers indeed will be successful. But this is a conclusion. So Allah starts off the surah with a conclusion. And then Allah is going to mention, how can me and you get a high iman that allow us to achieve that level of success? So right after this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started listing the qualities of the believers. He mentioned, you know, a couple of qualities that I want you to check out, inshallah ta'ala, when you go home. And then after checking these qualities, so bear with me, he starts off by saying the conclusion, believers are successful. And here is some of the things that you need to know about who the believer is. These are the qualities. And right after this, he gave us a solution. He gave us the method to follow so we can achieve that level of iman. You want to achieve that level of iman? Here is the list of things that we need to do. He said, first, you need to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. By the way, Surah Al-Mu'minun is a Meccan surah. It was revealed in Mecca. And most of the surahs that were revealed in Mecca speaks about Allah, the creation of Allah, the beauty of the creation of Allah, the beauty of the universe, the beauty of, you know, the creation of mankind, speaks about the unseen world, speaks about the Day of Judgment, speaks about the angels. It's all about iman. All of these surahs are focused on iman, the Meccan surahs. The Madaniyan surahs are focused more into the rulings, the ahkam, rulings of fasting, rulings of, you know, hajj, rulings of salah, all of that. So Meccan surahs are so powerful, so powerful. So Allah here in Surah Al-Mu'minun, again, starts off the surah by saying what? The conclusion, believers are successful. And here are the qualities. And then he spoke about the creation of mankind. Wallahi, I did this exercise with my students one time. It was mind-boggling. I told them, go and look for your ultrasound pictures. Go and look for your own ultrasound pictures and bring it up to me tomorrow. And we got these ultrasound pictures and we match it with the steps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned here in Surah Al-Mu'minun and how Allah created the baby in the womb. And how are the steps, the development of the steps. And subhanAllah, you can match these pictures, just the baby when it starts like a little dot and then it grows, and just match it with the surah. Wallahi, it's mind-boggling. We need to do this today, inshallah ta'ala. When you go home, if you still have the pictures of the ultrasound of your children, bring your child. Open up Surah Al-Mu'minun and show him and tell him Allah is mentioning here the steps on how you developed in the womb of your mother. What else certainty, yaqeen you need, you know, to prove the Quran right, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. And then after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about something even greater. Is there anything greater than the creation of human being? Yes. The creation of what? Of the universe. Of the sky, of the earth, of the entire universe. Recently, you know, we've got to see these beautiful pictures of the universe. SubhanAllah. magnificent pictures of the universe, that should remind us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How huge the universe is, just reminds you by who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So here in Surah Al-Mu'minun, after Allah speaks about the creation of mankind, spoke about the creation of the universe. After this, spoke about two of the prophets. Two of the prophets. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, also speaks about how he was resilient. 950 years given da'wah. His major motivation was this idea and this aspect of faith. Remember, this surah was revealed to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they were very weak, scared. You know, the da'wah was just in the baby steps, and they needed that support, that help, to help them go through that difficult time. So Allah is reminding them, actually a reminder for definitely for us as well, that Prophet Nuh, you know, sacrificed way more than you. That's the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. It's all in one surah, Surah Al-Mu'minun. Brothers and sisters, we need to check it out today, inshallah ta'ala. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And the fitna that he went through, and the difficulty, the hardships facing Pharaoh and why not. It's a journey of pain, journey of difficulties. And inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen, he mentioned that. Like, Allah is with me. I have this tranquility because I know for a fact that my iman will help me go over all of these hardships and difficulties. Now after this, towards the end of the surah, beautiful surah again, wallahi, highly recommended for all of us. Just the translation is sufficient, inshallah, for all of us. Towards the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks strongly about one of the scenes that's going to occur on the Day of Judgment. And I'll tell you that, you know, it's a little scary. The last page is a little scary. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one of the scenes that's going to happen. He starts off, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكُمْ مُفْلِحُونَ. Those who have heavy weight on their good deeds, they're going to be successful. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. And those who don't have enough good deeds in their scale, they will be permanently in hellfire. And then he started describing how they will be, you know, how is their status on the day on the hellfire. He said, تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. That the fire will slap their faces. وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. كَالِحُونَ is such a heavy word that their faces will be affected by the hellfire to the point that they will look ugly. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. We reminded you by the ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have denied all of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've seen it. The Prophet Sirah was brought to you and you denied it. The beauty of Islam was brought to you and you mocked the Prophet. You mocked the disbelievers. Today, you are going to be permanently in hellfire. And then he said, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِينَ. Oh Allah, we weren't able to accept the truth and we were misguided. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا. Oh Allah, beautiful ayahs here. I mean, strong ayahs, very strong ayahs. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا. Oh Allah, just give us another chance, another opportunity. فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. And if we go back and we turn back to our status, our behavior, our previous behavior, then inna ظَالِمُونَ, then we will be among those who committed injustice to themselves. قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. He told them, like, you know what? Just stay permanently in hellfire. And لَا تُكَلِّمُونَ, don't even pray anymore. This is not the time for prayer. You got plenty of time on the dunya to pray and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and you did not. Now you don't get to talk. لَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ. There was a small group of people that maybe they thought that they're a minority. نَوْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. They asked for forgiveness and mercy, and today I'm going to give them that mercy and forgiveness. So again, overview about the surah starts off by the mu'minun are successful, And then after this, the qualities of the believers, and then mainly all Makkiyan surahs, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creation of the universe, creation of human beings, and then Ahwal Yawm al-Qiyamah, some scenes of the Day of Judgment, for me and you to soften our hearts and to accept the truth and to know that we're here in a temporary life, that we need to do our best for us to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment with the highest level of Iman. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this high level of Iman. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.